Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Like flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 15 June 2022. Welcome to tonight's broadcast. I'm sorry about the quality of the voice and the sound. Our internet has been down all day, and we found out that it isn't something simple. It's a piece of equipment. It's about 2 hours from us in Charleston, West Virginia, and thousands of people are down because of it on the internet. So forgive us for the radio, for having you telephone tonight. We'll get by the best we can. Just you and me tonight, folks. Just you and me. Let's talk a while, okay? I want to hear from you. I want to talk to you. I want you to share your thoughts. It's just us tonight because our guest had a messed up schedule, and that's my fault. It's my fault. Nonetheless, I do make mistakes just like everybody else. But we're going to share some news tonight and also open the lines up right away for conversation, topics on your mind. I really enjoy nights from time to time when I don't have guests because I love hearing from you folks. I love your opinions. I love your ideas, and especially new callers. I wish everybody wants a bishop by getting on the radio. Nobody's going to know who you are if you don't have to give him your first name if you don't want to or where you're from. But new callers are just a blessing to everybody that listens. So if you want to call tonight and share your thoughts on anything, please do so. And tomorrow being Thursday, if everything goes right, we'll be in the office tomorrow from 9 to 4. I'll be here. Chris will be here. We'll be doing all we can to keep our thing running as smoothly as possible. Prayerfully, internet will back up with them, but I don't know that to be true. The head honcho has called me about an hour ago and said, it's not local. It's a piece of equipment in Charleston, our state capital. It's about 2 hours west from me, and I said it could be anywhere from 1 day to 5 days before we get the equipment fixed. So it's just the way it is. It's life and it happens. But we'll be in office tomorrow. Nonetheless, if you want to call and talk to us, if you want to order the books I've been offering, my last three for 15 or all six of them for 35, you can call tomorrow and do that. If you want a T-shirt, while the size is last, $15 a piece. The books, like I said, are 15 for the first three, 35 for all six. And I'm also going to give you something free if you want it. I have a few books and brochures here from Dane Wigington with geoengineering. You know, the gentleman is trying to expose what's happening in the atmosphere, what they're spraying us with, and how destroying the earth. And truly, folks, they're destroying the earth. Many years ago, on our local radio TV station, it said 40% of the songbirds in our state have disappeared. Now, that's a fact. That's what they said on the news itself. But anyway, that we have a little booklet and a brochure we'll send you while they last, and no charge. If you want, you should call tomorrow at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448 and say, I want the books. I don't know what you're talking about, okay? The books on geoengineering. Just say the free books Pastor Butch offered. I know what they are. 800-777-4403. Or 304-846-4403. Again, 304-846-4448. Excuse me, 4448. or 800-777-4403. They're available tomorrow. I hope you'll do this. I'm going to ask everybody in West Virginia, especially, to get out your pen and paper right now. And I want you to write down a phone number. I want you to call our senators tomorrow about the gun control issue. And I hope everybody in the country will take time to do that tomorrow, because it's going to be before the Senate before too long for a vote, folks, on gun control. We don't need more gun control. Not any kind of gun control. So I'm going to give the number out here for Manchin and Capito in a minute. But you other people in other states, look up your senators' numbers and call them. I did today. I made it very clear that we didn't want any more gun control at all, and we'll be watching what happens. I don't know if they're paying attention, but I want them to know that I'm alive and I care. That's important, folks. Again, tomorrow, the books, the T-shirt, and the free booklet from Dane Whittington on bioengineering, available if you want to call the office tomorrow and talk to us. And forgive us if we don't answer emails right away. I said, they're going to head us down. We can't answer anything. So we're hoping to back up ASAP, and I'll be leaving Friday morning. My wife and I are taking our 50th wedding anniversary trip, paid for by our sons. We're going to be with all of our family together, except for one grandchild. We'll all be together in one big cabin for about a week. So I won't be able to, I won't be with you next week on the air, but you won't miss me, because Monday night we have James McCann is going to be on, and Coach Dave's going to be on, and folks, you're not going to miss me at all. You won't miss me at all. And Crystal will be in the office next week, as always. Crystal will be here taking orders and taking care of things next week, even though I won't be here. She don't need me. I'm just a spare part anyway. But nonetheless, next week I won't be on the air with you, and I'll miss you folks. But my wife's been wanting this trip for many, many, many years. We never could get everybody together, and we certainly couldn't afford to rent the whole cabin. But our sons went together and got it for us, and the whole family's going to be there except for one grandson. That's going to be such a huge blessing, especially to Marsha Jeans. Look forward to it. Keep in your prayers. She still can't walk. She still has much pain in the left upper leg and in the groin of her leg. She can't walk. So keep that in prayer, please. But anyway, phone lines open right now if you want to call and talk to us. Tonight is a night. I want you to come and join me. I want you to sit there. Pretend like you're sitting on a front porch right now, and it's plenty warm. Believe me, it's hot. Sitting on a front porch with a glass of iced tea or something. A glass of water, and we're sitting there talking. I want you to share your thoughts at 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. We do want to hear from you. I do mean that. And new callers, please come and join us. Believe me, you're more than welcome. If you'll call and Kyle, let me know you're on the phone. We'll get you right up on the air, and you can share what's on your mind and heart. And share with others maybe a prayer request, a prayer support, or just some information that you want to share. That's exactly what we're here for. So anyway, I want you to do that if you feel like you want to, and I hope you do. Again, 844-769-2944. You know, Florida has got a governor right now that I personally like about 95% of what that man has done. I guess I never meet anybody that like everything to do, but I do like DeSantis and some of the things he's done. Some of the stands he's taken. But even in Florida, we have people who are a little bit on the slow side, put it that way. I mean, it's just amazing. We have Florida, a Miami commission, city commission, passes gun buyback resolution to ship arms to Ukraine. Really? The United States of America is home to the greatest proliferation of civilian-owned guns of any nation on the planet. An estimated 393.3 million firearms owned by U.S. residents as of 2018. There are more guns than there are people in our great nation. So what's the subtropical municipality to do with all the citizen-owned guns to get them off the streets? In the city of Miami's case, the latest answer appeared to be buy back those guns. Lock, stock, and Saturday night special, and ship them to a war zone halfway across the world. In an unscheduled move during the Miami City Commission meeting on Thursday, Commissioner Ken Russell proposed a resolution to create a buyback program that would have the city purchase guns from residents and send them to Ukraine to assist that nation combating Russia's ongoing invasion. People being wanting to know how to help Ukrainians now will find people who want to donate their help in the cause of Ukraine. The resolution calls for Miami Center Manager Art Noriega to take any and all action to work with federal authorities to ship any functional weapons returned to Ukraine, turned into the Ukraine for use in the conflict against Russian invasion. We could go in a lot of comments about this battle in Ukraine, but I won't do it now. It's not something that we're going to take time to do. But they have, the Pentagon admits there are at least 46 bio labs in the Ukraine. That's one of the reasons Russia invaded Ukraine, because the bio labs that we have helped fund to develop chemical weapons, bioweapons, against whoever, including the people of the world and people of the United States. A breaking report from the Pentagon has confirmed that the United States has worked collaboratively with Ukraine by providing the country with security, safety, and disease surveillance for its 46 biolabs in the country. Pentagon report will go on to say this work, which was often conducted in partnership with outside organizations such as the WHO and the World Organization for Animal Health, have resulted in safer and more effective disease surveillance and detection. The Pentagon will go on to reassure in the report that they are unaware of Ukraine as any biological weapons. Now, if you believe that, folks, can I say some beachfront property in West Virginia? Would you buy it from me? We knew they were there. That's been proven now, or brought out in proof for a couple years at least. But now we know for sure that one of the reasons Russia went in there was to stop these bio lab work going on there to who knows what with different populations of the world. They now can make specific bioweapons for specific races. I don't care, maybe black, red, whatever. They can make bioweapons for specific races and specific people. But why couldn't they make one for Russia or for Israel or for America? Why not? They can do that. So I understand why Russia is a little bit concerned about these labs being in Ukraine, their next-door neighbor. How do you know you can trust them when you got a sodomite in charge of the country to start with? You tell me. How do you know you can do that? I mean, it's just unthinkably evil to think that a country would... I don't want to say, folks, I can't say anything about Ukraine. America is a whole lot worse than Ukraine when it comes to tolerating perversion and violence and murder of our children. Much worse than Ukraine. So we really cannot point fingers and say, well, look what you've done or doing. We can't do that. Oh, we can. We'll be laughed at. Because we're at least 10 times worse, maybe 100 times worse, than any nation in the world. Matter of fact, that's why the book of Revelation talks about the end time Babylon, polluting the whole world with their pornography and evil spirits. Read it for yourself. That's us. We're going to get the phone calls, I promise. Keep them coming in so we get a couple more calls to get to you. We've got Dino in Wisconsin waiting. Dino, hang on, get with you in a minute, okay? Folks, number is 844-769-2944. One more article, then I'll go to phone calls. I reported the other night on the broadcast and on Melody's also that as of April of 2021, 95 food processing or food supportive factories or whatever were destroyed or burned or just taken down. Another blow to the U.S. food market. Fire breaks out at a food processing plant west of Wanapaka County in Wisconsin. The fire ignited inside a food manufacturing facility in the town of Belmont near the Portage, Wapaka County, Wisconsin, on Monday. Multiple fire departments responded to a fire at Festive Foods on County Highway D around 9 a.m. The company owner and president Mike Holmgren said the cause of the fire is still under investigation. The crew tried to put out the fire for almost 9 hours since it started, according to an update from News 9. Another coincidence, folks, 96 now that we know of, 96 food processing plants or food animal farms, 96 of them are being destroyed. What a coincidence. I mean, gee, what rotten luck for the country to be hit that hard almost 100 times in a little over 2 years that the food processes slowed down. What a bunch of rotten luck, I tell you. I mean, gee. And, folks, yes, that is judgment. We are being judged. We are being judged. We are being judged. We are being judged. Yes, God will use evil men to judge a nation. And he told us in Psalms 106 that he will put people over us that hate us to rule over us. and we have seen nothing yet. Let's go to Dino, Wisconsin. Dino, come on in. What's on your mind tonight, sir?
I got a few quick points. I've known you, friend, for at least 16, 17 years. I lived in four places since I've known you. I live halfway between Green Bay and Milwaukee. My name is Dino Bowman.
And
what's your it's true. The USA is the last days of Babylon. That's being covered up. You know that, correct?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
In the Bible. And right now,
yes,
friend,
it is.
I got to recommend your three volumes. I read them all. The first one written in 2017, people. Those books that you have, friend, are the three best books I've read in the top 15 my entire life, being the same age as you. It's all based on
Bible. Thank you.
Yeah. And you know what? You were in Vietnam.
Yes.
Right. How long were you in Vietnam?
Well, I was in Vietnam, out of Vietnam, in Thailand, in the Laos, so we traveled back and forth. I was just different places in Southeast Asia. In communication, different places.
I have two friends that died over there. Right now, we are involved. We have 120 troops, and we have troops, friend, in 120 nations and 600 military bases, which is a waste of money. And I'll let you go on this last comment. It's called self-education books. Biden blames Rump, I call him. Rump blames Biden, and almost all the media, they blame the Muslims. Right, Butch?
I understand that. And whatever's left over, whatever's left over goes to the Christians.
Right. And I'll let you go. But, folks, we need to become bloodwashed instead of brainwashed, right, Butch? Bloodwashed by Christ.
Hey, amen. That's exactly right.
Brainwashed by the Antichrist.
Hey,
it's
man.
Unbelievable. Yep.
It is unbelievable.
Psalm 91.
Amen. Amen, brother.
Keep on praying. Psalm 91, everybody. Thank you very much, Butch Paul. Keep the faith.
All right. Well, praise God for his goodness, and thanks for calling, Dino. I appreciate it. And folks, the line's still open, 844-769-2944, 844-769-2944. And you have to wonder sometimes how all of a sudden, again, bring back the point that 96 food processing plants and farms that produces meat have been destroyed in this country since April of last year. 96 now, kind of the one just happened in Wisconsin. Have to stop and wonder what's going on, don't you? Well, this is another thing to make you wonder. Why is it that in the midst of this oil doom, backwater countries, and we'll call them third world nations, have cheap gas? Venezuela pays 8.8 cents for a gallon of gas. Libya pays 12.4 cents. Iran, 21.2. Now, don't say, well, they got oil. So do we. We were oil independent up to a couple of years ago when Biden took office. We were oil independent. We have oil, too, folks. Lots of it. Matter of fact, I mentioned the other day that Alberta, Canada said they'll ship us 400,000 barrels a day if we want them. But again, I made the comment also that we don't have one senator in all the senators or the 500 or some members of the House who said, well, we can change this if we go to Canada. Not one. Isn't that amazing? But anyway, Syria is $1.14 a gallon. Algeria, $1.26 a gallon. Kuwait, $1.37. Angola, $1.49. Nigeria, $1.66. Turkmenistan, $1.71. Malaysia, $1.84. And Pakistan, $1.92 a gallon. So have you ever wondered that maybe or thought maybe that we've been getting ripped off? Maybe? Is that possible? Are they taking us down again financially on purpose? I think anyone with any common sense or biblical knowledge can see this to be true, folks. I think it takes someone with absolute, total blindness, intentional blindness, willful ignorance not to see these things, understand where we're headed. This is why I want to spend next week with my family. Who knows if it ever happened again, we all get together that way. It has happened before in 50 years. I don't see it happening again in the next 50 years. Of course, I won't be here then, but I just don't see it happen again. So I want to take this coming week to spend time with all my grandchildren. even my great-grandson, to share thoughts with you. You remember I had our granddaughter, Alice, on the radio show a couple months ago, and what she went through in her life. I managed to spend time with her and see how she's doing now and find out exactly what's happening in her life. And I know she's got a job near to where we're going, and I'm just tickled. I'll be thrilled to see her, so I'm blessed that way. So I want to do it while I have a chance, folks, while we have a chance. The number again is 844-769-2944. What's on your mind tonight? If you don't call and share your thoughts, I can't make you, obviously. But open lines always be one of my favorite times to be on the radio because people have a chance to join in. And remember, and don't be frightened, don't be nervous. When you come on the program, you're talking to people all over the world. What a chance to get your news out, your testimony out. Now, some of y'all probably not old enough to remember this movie called The Stepford Wives. Aired, I don't know, 25, 30 years ago, maybe longer, where the men would take their wives, and I guess it would actually kill them, but they would make them a robotic wife that looked just like them, talked just like them, but they were perfect. They were perfect in every way, as a wife, everybody thinks a wife ought to be. When you thought, well, that's so far-fetched, how would you ever get a robot to be that lifelike? Well, they're definitely gaining ground every day. Matter of fact, the people now that are talking about starting to marry the robots. I'm dead serious. Robotic flesh. Scientists create living skin for covering robots. Living skin for covering robots. Let's take a call from Nebraska. Let's talk to Jay. Jay, are you there? Are you there?
Yes, my name is Jake, and I appreciate the last caller because he was kind of summarizing a lot of issues that we're facing. I think these stressful times, people really don't know how to manage their time very well. Like myself, for example, I'm interested in a lot of different things, and I don't have time to be studying all those things. So we just need to kind of summarize the situation like that last caller did, I think, to better manage our time.
Well, you know, Jake,
people talking.
We learn from each other. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, I don't hear people talking about this issue very much about how we can manage what we're supposed to be studying. You know, I mean, we can't just study everything more and more.
You know, you're right. And that's why I think programs like this are kind of a blessing. I hope so, and maybe a help to people, because we discuss different issues everybody doesn't have to have time to look into, and we tell them where to find them if they want to. So we help each other, Jake. We help each other. The Bible says, as iron sharpeneth iron, or flint on flint, we sharpen each other's minds and our wits, and we learn from each other. Now, are you a first-time caller, Jake?
No, sir.
Oh, good to have you back with us. I'm glad you're out there. But we learn from each other, so when you call in and share your viewpoint, somebody else maybe hadn't had time to look at that way, and you're helping them understand something new. And thanks for doing that. We appreciate that.
Yes, all right. Thank you. Goodbye.
Okay, good call. Thank you. And that's important, folks. We got to help, but we help each other learn together. There's so much I don't know and so much I want to learn, but as Jake said, my mind can't recover so much, and the older it gets, kind of the more feeble my brain gets, I guess. The physical body kind of slows down, so does the brain sometimes, but that's just the way it is. We'll get back to the article in a minute about the robotic flesh. Let's go next to Chris in Kentucky. Chris, come on in.
Butch, this is fantastic to have open lines. You know, thanks.
Well, thank you.
God bless those two callers. And Dino
Amen.
In Wisconsin and Jake in Nebraska, I'm going to pray for you because we are some really in perilous times. You know, in my spirit, I've never felt so much stronger because I'm not afraid anymore. I'm not afraid of what's going on with these politicians anymore. It's time to get real. These food plants are burning
Amen.
Down, and nobody seems to be doing what's going on. God made us to be self-sufficient. If they burn down, that's what it means to be self-sufficient. Learn to plant a garden,
yes.
grow food, and get with neighbors and start talking. Biblically, every time I read the Bible, in the book of Jeremiah, let's see, Jeremiah is a good one too, Genesis chapter 6, We're there now. Ephesians 6:12, the New World Order. We don't take a stand against them. It's all Bible. When you meditate
Amen.
On that.
It is. It is.
Yeah, thank you. And pray, because it makes me spiritually stronger. Now, I was at a job. I was saddened to drop off a delivery, and I saw this gentleman. He's a nice guy, does business with us, but I pray for him. But he's got the devil in him because he listens to Howard Stern. I saw his eyes, and you could see satanic symbols in him. You know the satanic look on an eyes when somebody has Satan in them?
Absolutely.
Their pupils are dilated.
Absolutely. Yes.
But I'm going to pray for that gentleman. And I don't know if he has kids, but that he's a Satanist. That's where we're at. That's what Hollywood is doing to us. They're grooming us. They're grooming us into the evilness and the wickedness that we have today. And I've done
whenever all of a sudden, and this is an article the other day, all of a sudden more young people are discovering the transgender. I wonder why. Wonder who's putting that crap into their head. I wonder why the parents let it happen. The parents are to blame. It's not the children. The parents are to blame.
Absolutely. And that's what's going on. And there's a lot of these parents, sadly, raising these kids into that, not going to church, not studying the Bible, but they're in the world. They're in the flesh.
Amen.
Not that they're bad. But you know how Satan can get really slick with the souls and try to rob you. Satan will rob your soul if you let him in so deep. He's a con artist, Butch. The devil is a con artist.
I agree. I totally agree.
And most important that we have to look at, stand strong. Don't walk away and give up, because there's so many good people I know. I have siblings that are in the flesh that don't know God, and I'm praying for them because they are my family. And
Amen.
They think I'm kind of crazy, and they don't understand that. But that's what I'm saying. The devil manipulates you. That's what they do. The devil
Amen.
Makes you feel good in the world. But most important, another
of
thing
course.
Is, if things fall apart, so many people are so comfortable with their things of the world, all the goods they consume everything they have, and then they lose it all. They don't know how to be uncomfortable. They will not know how
That's
to be uncomfortable.
True. Very true. Very true, man. Just stay the course, Chris. Stay the course.
I sure will. And keep Jason, and I told Jason I'm going to be on the air tonight, and keep Jason in prayer. I know he suffers
okay.
from autism. I want to get him awake.
All right, folks, you heard
God
that.
Bless
you pray words for Jason. God bless you. Remember, Jason, your prayers, please. Phone lines open again, 844-769-2944. Back to the article. Oh, we're going to break. They'll go back to the article. Don't y'all go away.
Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Many experts and prophets say the great food shortage is coming in a few months. Most long-term food storage companies charge $9,000 to $10,000 for one person for 1 year. Joseph Kitchen does it not for half that price or a third that price, but go to Joseph Kitchen and get long-term emergency food for about $1,000 per person per year. We'll show you how to take the wheat, like in the days of Joseph the Pharaoh, grind it in 30 seconds, put it into a bread machine, push a button, 2 hours, 20 minutes later, you have a nice, hot, nutritious loaf of whole wheat bread. It'll cut your food costs, and many say it's very delicious and nutritious. There is not one food a human can live on, but whole wheat bread may be the closest. If you go to Joseph's Kitchen, use the promo code BUTCH, you'll get a $50 discount, and it helps call to decision. That's Joseph's Kitchen, promo code BUTCH, for a $50 discount on what might be the cheapest and maybe the best thing to eat. JosephKitchen.com, promo code Butch.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Demander Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Demand a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Demand.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wildcrafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war.
At the phone lines, I mean, I promise phone lines are staying busy. I love that. I'll get back to them in just a second. So hang in there, Art, and Daryl, and all of you. I want to finish this article about living skin for robots. This is on the creepy side. Is it robots Is it a human or a robot? It may sound like a question from a sci-fi movie, but scientists in Japan have developed a way of covering robots with living human cells. A team from the University of Tokyo are bringing androids one major step closer to reality by crafting actual skin for their frames. The method not only gave the robotic finger skin-like texture, but also water-repellent and self-healing functions. I repeat that. Self-healing functions. The finger looks slightly sweaty, straight out of the culture medium, says study first author Professor Soji Tsuyuchi, says in a media release. Since the finger is driven by an electric motor, it is also interesting to hear the clicking sounds of the motor in harmony with a finger that looks just like a real one. Looking like a real human is one of the top goals for designers of humanoid robots, especially those which interact with humans in healthcare and service industries. Professor Tikiuk believes a human-like appearance can improve the efficiency on communication between robots and people and also improve their likability among customers. Folks, we are gaining ground so quickly. That's probably nowhere near what they're actually doing. But that's admitting what they're doing part of it anyway. That is phenomenal. I mean, that's phenomenal, to say the least. One more article, and I won't get the phone calls like I said. This is also, Florida is doing some good things. I wish Florida wasn't so hot and humid and wasn't so crowded. Florida lawmaker to introduce bill criminalizing drag sex shows for children. God bless them. God bless them. We are having children now coming out and saying that they're transgender. We wonder where all that come from. Again, I say it's a parent's fault. It's a parent's fault. Their parents are not parents. They're leeches on society. Let's put it just the way it is, okay? Republican Florida State Representative Anthony Sabatini plans to introduce a legislation criminalizing the act of bringing children to sex shows and drag shows, he announced Monday. The bill, if passed, will make it a felony for an adult to bring a child to a sexy-themed drag show and allow authorities to terminate parental rights over violations, Sabatini told the Daily Caller News Foundation. The announcement came in response to a Palm Beach event titled Pride on the Block, Drag Show for Kids. We need this legislation to protect children, Sabatini told the DCNF. Too many sick, woke adults are forcing young children into those drag show, sex shows and trying to sexualize them at early and earlier ages. This is where we're headed to, folks. And after the break, I may have to get a couple more phone calls in. I want to share something else with you. That's even worse than that. Let's go next to Art in PA. Art, come on in. Welcome.
Hey, Pastor Butch. Hey, I just wanted to let you know, I've been praying for you that you and your family, when you go on your little vacation there, that our Father in Heaven is going to bless you with a very fun and loving togetherness that you will have out there.
Thank you. Thank you so much, my friend. Thank you so much. You know, I still have a hard time looking at my three sons, ages 48, 46, and 43, I think, or 44, I'm not real sure. I look at them, and they're men. But when I look at them, they're still blonde-headed little fellas running around here getting in my way. So, you know, I know they're grown men with families grown, but it's hard for Daddy to understand why aren't they sitting in my lap and, you know, and talking to me and asking questions. Unfortunately, that's life. They got to grow up. But, yeah, I'm looking forward to it, especially with my grandchildren and my great-grandson. I haven't got much chance of time to spend much time with him, so I'm looking forward to that, too. But thank you, Art, for saying that. Thank you.
And the other thing is, excuse me, you broke a story on Melody's program, I think it was last Friday, about the police department in Michigan that could no longer pay for their gas and they can't answer 911 calls. I think I don't know how we would do this, but I think for the sake of the town, wherever it is, we as a shortwave community should figure out a way when these kind of things happen, you know, I don't know how you do it we get together and get some money up there so that this kind of a thing doesn't happen. You think what's going to happen with they can't answer 911 calls. It's, you know, this is a tragedy in the making. You know, I'm thinking we might be able to do something about it, but I just don't know how we would do it.
I don't either, and I don't know that we could do it very long. You know, it's hard to maintain constant giving, and that would be a constant hole, so to speak, you got to fill. They said they're going to increase the budget the next time around, which they probably will. But until then, I guess people. Well, again, that's why you need to own a gun and take care of yourself. That's another reason.
Right.
You know, they can't bear wear one time anyway. and a cop on the phone is not much good to you when somebody's breaking a door down.
That's
exactly why. Now, I'm not afraid to say this. I have a loaded gun in every room in the house, and that's all there's to it. And I'm not a mean person. But you come to my door, and I don't care if you're hungry and you're my enemy, I'll still feed you. But you kick the door down, that's a whole different ballgame.
Mm-hmm.
You follow what I'm saying?
Okay, well, that's all I got for you, Butch. May God bless you.
All right, Art. Thanks for calling. Thank you. You too, my friend. Thanks for calling. Thank you. All right, let's go next to Daryl in PA. Daryl, come on in. Welcome.
Hey, Pastor Butch. Are you the internationally renowned Pastor Butch Paw that packs a pistol?
And well, you got the part about packing a pistol right, I guess, and the name's right, but I don't know about the rest of it. But anyway.
And did you say that people ought to have a gun? Did I hear you correctly? But anyway,
did.
I'm being facetious, folks.
I know that. And
a little
if people not only
Butch,
ought to.
Believe it or not. But
well,
I would
according
like.
To the Bible, according to the Bible, it's a duty to have a firearm. A duty to protect your family. It's not something
a
right.
The Bible has a lot to say about sword control, doesn't it?
Oh, it sure does. Yeah. Yep.
Like, when the first time the Philistines wanted to come up against the unarmed, except for two swords in the entire country.
Exactly.
So,
yep.
Anyway, I'd like everyone, number one, please support Pastor Butch by why don't you buy his six books? You can get all of six of them for $35, which is an awfully, awfully good deal considering the price of postage and everything, and also please support him by maybe buying his tremendous book for about $12 postpaid?
$10.
The Grand Design, I always get it wrong. The Grand Design Exposed by John Daniel tells you how the country started off, and it didn't end up like it started off. But anyway, I'd just like to real quick to give you, Pastor Butch, one other thing, folks. Please do pray for their safety of Pastor Butch and Marcia Jane on their trip and for their other loved ones. And also, please pray for Marcia Jean that she would get some healing because, according to Pastor Butch here, she's having a little bit of trouble walking. So keep Pastor Butch and Marcia Jean and the entire Call to Decision team in your prayers, please. I just want to read very quickly something that I'm sure Pastor Butch is really going to pick up on because I just want to give five examples very quickly of a very rotten formula. And that Pastor Butch will immediately pick up what these examples all have in common. Number one, the genocide in 1915-1917 against the Armenian Eastern Orthodox Christians living in Turkey was preceded by gun control and gun confiscation. The result, at least 1.5 million innocent victims. I call it death by authoritarian government. Example number two, the genocide in 1929-1934 against Ukrainian Eastern Christians, mostly peasants and farmers, mostly through forced starvation, was preceded by gun control and gun confiscation. We'd be beginning to see a pattern here, Pastor Butch. Preceded by gun control and gun confiscation, the result, at least 10 million innocent victims. I call it death by communism. Then the genocide of 1941-45 against Serb Orthodox, Eastern Orthodox Christians, mostly unarmed civilians in the Nazi puppet state of fascist Croatia, was preceded by disarming the civilians of any potential weapons, even farm tools, of self-defense. The result, from 700,000 to 1 million. The 1 million is the closest figure. Innocent victims, death by national socialism. That's what Nazism, but death by national socialism and fascism. The next example, just two more short ones. The genocide of 1971-79 against disarmed civilians in Uganda under Idi Amin, real famous guy, fat guy that was, I guess we're a little bit chubby too, Pastor Butch. I shouldn't pick on Idi Amin for that. But anyway, under Idi Amin was preceded by gun control and gun confiscation. The result, at least 300,000 innocent victims. I call it death by authoritarian, totalitarian government. And the last example, the genocide of 1975-1979, these aren't from 4 million years ago. These are fairly recent. at least for old guys like Pastor Butch and me, the genocide of 1975-79 against innocent victims in communist Cambodia, they called it Kampuchea at the time, mostly peasants and farmers, but also some intellectuals. If you wore glasses, they considered you an intellectual. Some non-Cambodian Asians, some Christians, some through forced starvation was preceded by gun control and gun confiscation, the result at least 2 million, and that's a small country then, less than 8 million people. So about a quarter of the people got killed. The result of gun control and that, at least 2 million innocent victims. I call it death by communism. Pastor Butch, we sure have a lot of death by isms, Nazism, communism, fascism.
We sure
isms
do.
They're very dangerous. And so anyway, support Pastor Butch and please do pray for them. And thanks for everything you do. And thanks for having the courage to speak out on gun control, because gun control looks like it leads to a lot of death of innocent people to me, Pastor Butch.
I totally agree. Thank you, Darrell, for the call. Thank you. Good call.
Thank you. God bless you.
You're welcome. If your pastor does not cover the issue of gun control, he's not being your pastor. He's been a harling. And just the way that all there is to it. Now, before going further, I got one more article that I want to get another phone call here. For those in West Virginia, write down these two phone numbers. I'm going to ask you to call Manchin and Capito tomorrow and tell them that you will not tolerate any type of gun control, especially the red flag laws they want to bring into effect. And anywhere in this country that you live, call your two senators, take you 5 minutes, and tell them your stance, and that you oppose them if they stand against you. Here in West Virginia, to call Senator Manchin, is 304-342-5855. I called today, and the guy did his answer machine. Didn't get a person, but left a message, a very strong message. Didn't compromise, and I was mad when I said it, so I didn't compromise it. 304-342-5855. For Senator Capito, her number is 304-347-5372. 304-347-5372. Be firm. Be polite, but be firm. And call them and tell them that you will not tolerate any type of gun control, and especially the red flag laws that would target everybody in this country, including me and you, my friend. And if you folks here across the country, call your senator wherever you are. Please call and tell them where you stand before this goes to the Senate. Make a difference while you have a chance. If they go against what you say, remember that in the future, okay? If you missed the numbers I gave you tonight, folks, call me tomorrow in the office. I'll give them to you again. Let's go. Let's do one more article, like I said, then we're going to go to New Mexico and everybody else wants to call. Now, listen, I told you this 20-some years ago, that since it legalized sodomy, lesbianism, they will legalize pedophilia. Folks, it's already started in this country as well as around the world. This article happens to be from Norway. Queer ethics professor calls for pedophilia to be destigmatized and taught in schools. I said taught in schools. A so-called ethics professor from Norway has claimed that pedophilia should be classed as an innate sexuality and taught in schools. Redux reports that old Martin Moen from Oslo Metropolitan University is calling for the destigmatization of pedos, claiming that the mental state of finding children sexually attractive is very common. Moen, a sodomite sexual deviant man who identifies as queer, also claims that a significant percentage of high school students have an innate pedophilic sexual identity, something he equates with those who identify as LGBTQ. Well, now folks, we're going to add the P to the end of that. Pedophilia is going to be made legal in most countries around the world, including the United States, in the near future. As long as you parents keep sending your children those hellholes they call public schools, the blame lies largely in your lap. So don't give me any crybaby stuff. Don't tell me how much you love your children, and you put them in a public hellhole where this kind of crap is tolerated, if not taught. Let's go to Mick in Mexico. Mick, come on in. Welcome.
Hey, y'all better start questioning everything they say about these humanoid chat robot?
Oh, yeah.
I bet that stuff is way too sci-fi, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, sure. I'm sure it is, and I'm convinced it's demonically influenced also.
Yeah, it's about that movie, iRobot.
You have a bad connection, Mick. It's like you're in a barrel.
Yeah, I know. I'm in front of a fan and my computer. Having fun. Did you get my email about the hacker?
Yeah, I got that. Sure did. Well, I'm glad that you caught it before they got through with it. I'm glad you got that caught.
They sent it to another bank. But they
looked
up. They should use my post office box. Can you understand?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, these guys are good. Believe me, I know from experience. They're good.
Yeah, I think.
They're good.
I hate hackers.
Oh, yeah. But to tell you the truth, I don't like technology all that well.
Yeah, that's right.
Unfortunately, we're all hooked up to it, basically, and we all use it somewhere normally. And if you don't use it personally, you go into any business, they're using it. So everywhere it is being accepted, you know that.
That's the truth.
I mean, that's just the way it is. I'm glad you caught it, Mick, and I appreciate you calling in. Anything else you want to say?
Yeah, we're out of that. This is a pro Second Amendment county. Well, they're there.
I'm sorry, can it be pro Second Amendment what?
County. Well, they're there.
Oh, okay.
They're not going to take no garbage.
Right, exactly. That's exactly right. I know that some legislature in West Virginia are saying we're not going to pay attention to the new rules, the new laws. So we'll see. We will see. If we don't stand up and say something, whether we win or not, Mick, is none of our business. It's doing our Father's will that should be our business, and that's all.
That's right.
Amen. Well, Mick, thanks for calling. Appreciate it. I'll talk to you in office tomorrow, buddy. Have a good night. All right, folks, we got time for another coffee. Hurry at 844-769-2944, 844-769-2944. Glad to have a first-time caller here at the last part of the broadcast for this week. Again, next week I'll be on the road with my family. Pretty much looking forward to it. I really am. Thank you for praying for us and for Marcia's health, that she can be able to get around a little bit and spend time with her family, especially her grandchildren. I'm a very blessed man. Very blessed man. And I want you all to know that you are part of my family. I know that may sound like, well, that's just, he's just saying that to make us feel good. No, I'm not. I mean it with all my heart. You people have been part of this ministry for many years. I can name a lot of you about it for many, many years. Been faithful to pray for us and help us when you can. And I love you. I don't care where you listen tonight. If you listen to this broadcast, anyway, if we can be a blessing to you, and I pray we are, we can encourage you, I pray we do. Or if we can educate you, and I pray we can, I want you to know we actually care, we love you. And by the grace of God, this is nothing in me. I've never taken a penny out of this ministry to pay a salary. I've always did it because it's a calling in my life. For almost 30 years, been on the radio, preaching well over 40 years. And the longer I try to teach and preach, the more I realize I don't know very much, but I learn more every day. And I learn a lot from my listeners. You people are an encouragement to us. I want you to know that you folks are part of the family. Even if you never called in, you're out there listening. I want you to know we care. You are a part of the family of God if you're born again. You're my friend no matter what. I want to be your friend. But I want most of all to be prayerfully a man that will lead you in the Word of God and teach you His Word and His way and encourage you to have a backbone like a saw log that won't compromise the truth of the Word of God no matter what the cost. Folks, it's so easy. It's so easy in today's society to give in sometimes because you know you're going to offend your family, maybe your own children or your brothers or sisters, even moms and dads. But Christ said that if you don't, Matthew chapter 10, if you don't offend them from His glory, that you denied Him. And He said, I will deny you before the Father. So I don't care whether you call yourself Christian or not. When Christ denies you before His Father, you're going to hell. It's just that plain. You're going to hell. Because you can call yourself what you want to. It isn't what you say, it's what you do, how you live that makes a difference. if I can encourage you, like I said tonight, to take another step in the way of Christ and walk in faith, I want to do so. And the week while I'm going, I want you to enjoy your life and glory of God. Share with others the gospel of Christ and share with them the true news, what's happening behind the scenes and how we're being set up in this position for a huge takedown. I mean, really, let's think about that. Let's do that. Let's take another quick call. Let's go to Scott in Vermont. Scott, welcome. Come on in.
Hello, Pastor Butch.
Yes, sir. Are you a first-time caller? Yes,
oh,
can
no,
you hear
I
me?
I talked to you a few years ago. We chatted one night.
Okay, it's been
ago.
A while back. Well, welcome back. Come on in.
Yeah, I want to bring up Revelation 18:23. You know, the word pharmakia in Greek is there.
Oh, yes.
Pharma, that's where we get the word pharmaceuticals and pharmacology and big pharma. And Christ, he was in heaven speaking to Yochanan, a.k.a. John, on the island of Patmos. He wasn't speaking Greek. He wasn't relaying it in Greek. It got retranslated into Greek. And some things got, you know, lost or twisted, especially by later on by the RCC church. But anyways, some truth came through in that verse, pharmakia, the nations will be deceived. By
yep.
the rich mercies of the world will deceive the nations of the world through their pharmakia. So, and it's translated as sorceries in our Bibles, but we're being told by Christ in Matthew 24 to watch out in the last days for major deceptions, and there's going to be pestilences, famines, and earthquakes. And we know what pestilences mean, and that man-made, that includes the man-made kind, you know, the Fauci flu. But also,
sure.
He gave us more detail in Revelation 18:23 that watch out for their pharmakia. That's how they're going to use it, and it's sorceries, it's witchcraft, and it's not a coincidence that, you know, the Freemasons and the people into the craft, as they call it, are been heavily involved in, you know, eugenics. And but, you know,
that's their worship service. That's what they do to worship their master. You know that.
Yeah.
That's what they do.
Yeah.
I mean, murdering babies, unborn babies, is a religious practice. You know that.
Yeah. And those who love me, it's scripture in the Old Testament says, those who hate me, Yahweh said, those who hate me love death. And that's why we see
Amen.
Abortion is, you know, what's being evil is being called good. What's good is being called evil. Abortion is being called good. And it's a supposed human rights and blah, blah, blah. And so is health care. But, you know, no. It's, we're being deceived.
I hear you, Scott.
The rich men of the world, and Bill Gates is totally behind you know, all this stuff and with Fauci, and we haven't got all the emails between those two guys.
No, we haven't. Probably never will, but no, we haven't. No, we haven't. But you're right on. This pharmakia is witchcraft. That's what it is, and we're most of the world and most churches fell for it. We're at flat out time, Scott. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Thank you so much, my friend. I'll see you when I get back from the trip. Folks, we love you. By the grace of God, I'll see you again, myself, on the 27th. But until then, you'll have a lot of people filling in for me. Have a wonderful night and a good week. Bye-bye.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.